This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Watch us on our social media and websites of What's On Your Mind, as well as frankspeech.com. Stream of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. We're joined today by General Mike Haugen, former commander of the Happy Hooligans, former adjutant general for two governors, as I recall, one Schaefer, one Hoven. And with us in studio for his reactions to what he's seeing here today on What's On Your Mind in Afghanistan. What it means for the future. Your calls, questions, welcome for him as well. 701-258-0550. Your text, welcome at 701-237-1590. We chatted with Brad Blakeman earlier, and I want to play a clip of that conversation. Brad Blakeman was a senior advisor to Bush 43, member of the senior White House staff, but a 30-year veteran of presidential politics, a Fox News contributor. I asked him for his assessment of what he's seeing. I want to ask Mike the same question, but let's start with Blakeman's answer. Someone who's obviously under the hood when the decision was made to go into Afghanistan, to rout out terrorists, to now sees it as a... We're leaving literally with our tail between our legs and casualties and everything else. So, Brad, your take on this?
Well, this has been a cut and run by America. We've left Americans behind. We've surrendered the sovereignty of a country we tried to help to terrorists that we swore to eradicate. And we did a pretty good job of doing that until President Biden showed up. And President Biden told us a month ago there would be no chaos, no Americans left behind. Well, we know there's chaos. Americans are left behind. In addition, the Afghan civilian government and military folded like a cheap suit, got out of the country, left America holding the bag, and there's nothing to pay for it. The Taliban, ISIS, and others not only have a country, but they have the spoils of war with absolutely millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment, Humvees, rifles, missiles, ammunition, to be used against the Afghan people and innocents, and they're going to export that terror again. And as we come upon the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the very people who caused that are now reborn.
All right, there's someone that served President George W. Bush in his take, Mike Haugen, General Haugen. What do you make of what's happening?
Well, good morning, Scott. Yeah, I concur with the comments that were just made. If you look at definitions, to withdraw means you move back or leave, but surrender is the definition, is give up, abandon the act of surrendering. You tell me, what do you think happened in Afghanistan? It sounds a lot like surrender to me and not withdraw.
And cut and run and surrender probably go hand in hand.
I would say that's exactly the same thing.
You have been there, done that. You commanded, obviously, the Happy Hooligans, part of the effort to defend the U.S. Capitol on 9/11. The F-16s, Happy Hooligans, did that, tracing down Flight 93, defending the Capitol, going to the Pentagon. You've met the senior leaders that even remain today in the military. I get Biden, right? I mean, it's just his resume tells us all we need to know about his foreign policy acumen and national security acumen. The darling of the left, John McCain, railed against his, at the time, chief advisor, and now our Secretary of State, Blinken. I don't know why they don't remember what McCain has to say about them. So I guess you're probably not surprised about the Bidens, the Blinkens, everybody else. But what about military leadership? Have they disappointed you in this?
Oh, my. Have they ever. You know, we have we have a great history of military leadership coming out of this state. And it goes to Chuck Wald, who was a four-star Air Force general from Minot, North Dakota, graduate of NDSU. We've got admirals. We've got just a plethora of great leadership. And I will tell you, one of the great generals from North Dakota was a general by the name of Harold K. Johnson. And Harold Johnson was the chief of staff of the Army from 1965 to 1968. And Harold Johnson grew up in and around Grafton, graduated from Grafton High School, was in World War II. He was actually in the Philippines when the Philippines fell to the Japanese. So he was on the Bataan Death March. And Harold Johnson rose to chief of staff of the Army during the Vietnam War under President Johnson. And Harold Johnson, in his memoirs, in his book about his life, stated that his lifelong regret was not resigning on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The entire Joint Chiefs of Staff talked about resigning to prove to the American people that the policy in Vietnam was wrong. He was talked out of it by General Curtis LeMay, and he regretted that decision the rest of his life. He should have resigned. He said, we would have made a statement to the American public. You know, and you look at, well, let's just, now I'm an Air Force guy, but...
let me translate that, meaning he's not ever going to say something glowing about an Army guy.
Well,
you do have respect for the Joint Chiefs and their history.
Well, of course.
Do you think that there is a Harold Johnson-like timber among the Joint Chiefs right now?
I certainly don't see it.
What do you think of General Milley? You've met him. You've been under his...
Well, I used to think he was a staunch Army leader. You know, as Adjutant General, I had the Army National Guard under me, so I spent a lot of time with Army officers. And let me tell you, the mission of all of our military is to fight and win our nation's wars. That's it. We're not there for some grand social experiment, a flavor of the month cause. And that's what they're being used as now, whether you want to talk about diversity or all the other current little things that are going on.
And there are many.
Yeah, but let me
hear more about global warming and political correctness woke talk than we do about fighting and winning a war.
Absolutely. You want to look at a diverse group? Why don't you look at the Taliban? Do you see any diversity there?
Yeah.
Do you see any?
By the way, if you're gay, not only are you welcome, not welcome in the armed forces of the Taliban, they take your head off.
Correct. That's yes, and they've done plenty of that.
Women, are a second class citizen.
They're
children,
property.
I mean, yeah.
So let's go back about the leadership today. So let's look at what does the Army have written down? What do they drill in the heads of their young recruits that they're in training? The Army ethos is mission first. Number two, I will never accept defeat. Three, I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. Now, that's the Army ethos.
I could go connect that Army ethos to what I've seen happen over the last number of months here in this lead up to the cut and run and say, wrong on all.
Yeah, none of them. So if you're asking me if I think the current crop of Army leadership, well, and leadership in general, and you have to also look at the Secretary of Defense, who is a former Army four-star.
By the way, who was confirmed by the United States Senate on the auspices that he was the perfect guy to lead the withdrawal in Afghanistan. That's how they sold him. Go back and look at the confirmation hearings. How'd that go?
That's correct. So if the two top leaders in the Defense Department aren't following Army ethos, can you tell me how the rank and file should feel? Do you think this is motivational to the troops in the field, to the airmen in the field, to the sailors.
It's just so sad. John, on the way to Bismarck, question for a guest. You're on What's on Your Mind.
General Haugen, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to stay on this topic of leadership, and I want to go back to 2006, 2007, when you were the adjutant general of the National Guard. I was over in Afghanistan. You came to visit us. I don't think I ever got the chance to say thank you. Your leadership, common sense leadership, I was pretty young at the time. I didn't understand how good a leadership we had, and they don't make them like you any sir, so I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Well, John, thanks. Say, where were you? What outpost were you at? If I didn't get to visit you.
Bob Organy, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably remember the hard Rocket Cafe.
Yeah, I do.
The Hard Rocket Cafe. I love it. Yeah. Thanks for that call, John. Well-deserved
Thank
kudos
you.
For a good man. I want to talk about your time in Afghanistan. You knew that Bagram Air Force Base. Been in and out of there a few times. I don't know what you think about us cutting and running there. John, thanks. More coming.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on What's on Your Mind, General Mike Haugen with us, former adjutant general under Governors Schaefer and Hoven, commander of the Happy Hooligans. Brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around since 1908, so it's fair to say they've been there, done that. Started as a little plumber, great history. Heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Have the great link service to remove all the uncertainty, maintain all of your HVAC mechanical systems. But in the COVID era in which we are, indoor air quality is so important. And I don't think this has gotten the attention it deserves, but I know this. Long-term care facilities that install indoor air quality protection with H.A. Thompson & Son, zero contact traced COVID cases after that installation. I know businesses, you know, years ago we used to say, oh, sick building syndrome, remember that? It went away because of the work of indoor air quality efforts by H.A. Thompson and Sons. And the same thing is true with the virus, with COVID, and other bugs that are in the air. So they have a team of professionals on this. You call them and say, what would you do? I'm talking about for your home or your business. H.A. Thompson and Sons, call them online at hatandsons.com. Bismarck is where it all began, but they're everywhere now. So, General Haugen, the caller is talking about you coming to Afghanistan, what that meant. I don't know if, you know, those that in more recent years have been in Afghanistan now are looking back at this saying, what, are you kidding me? I mean, you were there. You were all over Afghanistan. You visited this person that called. How many times at Bagram Air Force Base?
Well, we flew into Bagram, and then we actually flew out of Bagram several times around the country. So I was in and out of there about five or six times.
So, I mean, and you're commanding troops that are there. What are these people now thinking when they see what's happened here? All of that good work, I hate the idea that we all, you know, say, oh, you know, you did that for nothing. No, you did that for something. You did that for the United States of American freedom, and it worked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what you have to look at is 20 years of no terrorist attacks in this country because we were there. So they did something useful. They did something very great. You think of the young women over there that are 18 years old now that have known nothing but security because of U.S. forces.
Yeah.
Those women,
those are victories.
Went to school.
Yeah.
They are able to read because they were able to go to school because of what we have done. You can't take that away from them.
But we just did.
Well, but
Taliban.
Going forward. And this is what I'm saying. I mean, the Washington Post story is just devastating. It says, look, we sat down with the Taliban and said, okay, who's better to protect, Kabul and the airport, because that's all we had left. We gave up Bagram. What did you think of us giving up Bagram?
Oh, that was devastating. You know, there isn't an army made that can survive without firepower, air power, or howitzers, or additional outside firepower. And what we did to the Afghan army was we stood down our air force in defending them. And we guaranteed their loss because we could not provide air cover to them. Now, some of the air cover that was provided was their own small air force. But let me tell you what the Taliban did with this. There are 29 Brazilian-made A-29 Super Tucanos. It's a turbine-powered close air support airplane. And we trained young pilots over there to fly those airplanes. Well, the Taliban realized that they were not going to be able to destroy those airplanes on Bagram Air Force Base there. So what did they do? They would take and isolate the pilots as they were going home in the evenings, and they would assassinate them. So they eliminated their air force by assassinating the pilots. Now, that's the enemy that we've been dealing with.
And the enemy we sat down with
and
said, who's better to defend the airport? Because we're going to cut and run here on August 31st. You've held it to this deadline. We're out of here. So how do we protect the airport? And the Taliban, according to Washington Post, said, you're better at this, U.S. And they said, no, we don't want to do it. You do it. So how can I not deduct from that decision, which, by the way, Joe Biden is saying, here's his statement that he issued last night. I will report that it was the unanimous recommendation of the Joint Chiefs and all of our commanders on the ground to end our airlift mission as planned. Their view was that ending our military mission was the best way to protect the lives of our troops and secure the prospects of civilian departures for those who want to leave Afghanistan in the weeks and months ahead. Taliban said, you're better at this. No, he said, you, Taliban, we're not going to do it. You do it. This is Joe Biden's own admission from the military leaders.
Well, If you believe that, then there's one thing that has to happen. And that is, if you're on the Joint Chiefs, your job is to advise the president. If the president does not take your advice, it is your duty to resign. It's your duty to resign. Let me say that again. It's your duty to resign because the president has lost confidence in you. If you give advice that is so bad and he follows it that we end up with the debacle we've just witnessed, then it's your duty to resign. So do you get what I'm saying? These gentlemen and these officers, it's their duty to resign.
Right. To me, it's the only thing that's going to be able to even give us at least a little bit to grasp onto, that somebody recognizes this was a huge mistake and there are resignations, firings, whatever, until it's done. We only have a minute or so left. I want your take on China and whether or not they're actually calling the shots in all of this. Is that too strong?
Well, let me explain it this way. If Xi Jinping were sitting in the White House making decisions, in the last 8 months, I cannot think of one decision that has come out of the White House that would be any different if it were Xi Jinping sitting there making those decisions.
Have we as a country been asleep at the switch while China is getting its tentacles into our supply chain, our economy, our banks, on everything? They're fighting a war, and we don't realize we're at war with China. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, listen, you look at the Chinese are already looking at our equipment that we've left behind. Ugh. They have individuals that are looking at, and we left $82 to $85 billion worth of equipment there. And out of that equipment, there's some very sophisticated stuff. We have up-to-date helicopters. We left Black Hawks, Scan Eagle military drones that the Army uses. I mentioned the Brazilian Tucanos, but millions of rounds of ammo, weapons, guns, M16s.
Not only the ammo and the hardware, good technology in the cockpits that they now can...
Night vision goggles, thermal scopes, you know. We have a system that we use that identifies individuals. It's called HIIDE, and it's handheld interagency identification for biometrics.
Wow.
This is something we can hold up to your face and we can identify you.
We gave it to them.
And we handed it
to them.
Yeah.
You can't make this up. We are out of time here. We're up against the clock here. General, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you laying all this out. It should awaken us all. Back with more after this on What's On Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Four presidents and 7,267 days later, the Biden administration has done the unthinkable. They have left Americans behind in a war zone. The last American troops departed the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters in brand new American uniforms, brand new automatic weapons, driving brand new equipment took over the airport. As we approach the 9/11 20th anniversary, President George W. Bush will be making a special appearance. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. He will also host a 9/11 documentary screening with his wife, former First Lady Laura Bush, at the Bush Center in Dallas.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind is headed for Big Iron. Is this on your calendar? I hope so. We're going to be live out there in the new Butler building. That's right. We've been with the Butler folks for a number of years. And, you know, if you came in at all from the east, we were right there when you come into the Big Iron, that east location, east entrance. They've moved. The Butler folks have moved. They're in the new Butler building, which used to be the Showlander Pavilion, where the fair offices are. It's right by the Midway or the food fair. I guess in the case of Big Iron, the big, all the food trucks, all the food fun, you know, right there. Yeah, it's very good. So you won't miss the Butler, but you'll see the signs. We're going to be live every day on What's on Your Mind. And it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 14th through the 16th of September. All kinds of the latest Fendt equipment. You're not even going to believe what they have on display. Pretty amazing. So Butler Ag will be there, Butler Machinery. And come on out, check out the show, check out all the new products. Stop by and see us. We're giving away flag hats. All you have to do is say, I stand for the flag. And we'll be there all day, all 3 days in the Butler building. So come on by. Brought to you by Labor Masters, the folks that can get you quality, reliable help you need today. If I had a buck for every time somebody said, I can't get people, I'd be a millionaire, number one. Brian Kroc would have more to invest for Scott and Maria Hennen. And second of all, I wouldn't have to get a buck if I just told people, just call Labor Masters. You need quality help. You need reliable help. You got to call Labor Masters. You got to do what you do different. Find a way. Labor Masters will help you. Sharon in Fargo has been waiting to weigh in. I don't want to make you wait any longer, so you got a minute, Sharon. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your previous guest and then also the Adjutant General. There are things that we can do. First of all, I made some phone calls today asking my congressman to ask or demand impeachment of Joe Biden. I think if there's an uproar across our country and if we start doing protests, maybe our congressman will have enough guts and anger at this disgusting situation and actually do something there. And it's very easy to do, and I encourage everybody to call your congressman today.
It's a very good idea. If Kelly Armstrong, Sean Hovind, and Kevin Cramer get a larger-than-normal intake of phone calls today, emails today, saying, we've had it, start impeachment proceedings. First of all, I don't think you'll have an argument from them. I think Kevin Cramer, when asked this last week, on the heels of two huge announcements about the military war footing of the United States growing through North Dakota, the only thing he said is in the middle of getting people out wasn't the time. I think you're going to have a welcome audience there. Minnesota might be a little tougher for you.
Michelle Fishbach is actually wonderful.
She would.
As a rep. Yep. She is my rep.
7th District, whole western edge of Minnesota.
Good luck getting a senator to return.
South Dakota, you got John Thune in leadership. You got Mike Rounds. You got Dusty Johnson, who's a little woke, a little leftish, but he's a Republican. Let him hear from you.
And our country is full of patriots, many more than, and I think once these congressmen realize the anger in this nation against this feckless leadership, and maybe they will, you know, have the same kind of anger and move forward.
Every member of Congress works for us. Wherever you live, that's the member right. of Congress works for you. The governors work for you. The legislators work for you. The school board members work for you. County commissioners, city council people, they work for you. Take your country back. Don't wait for anybody else to fix this. Sharon's got a great suggestion. Thank you, Sharon. Brian Krack is here. Brian is the senior portfolio manager for Collins and Krack and Raymond James Wealth Managers. He's a certified financial planner. I say good things about him because I have firsthand experience about what he has done with the retirement of Scott and Maria Hennen and our future. Most especially, he just said, Scott, we just need a plan. We need a plan. You know, when do you plan to retire? How much do you want to retire with? It was not exactly rocket science, but every penny we had gone into keeping radio stations rolling. So we had to start rather late in life, but you helped us do that. So never thank you enough for the plan. Never thank you enough for those wonderful reports you sent me where I go, really, look what Brian has done. We started with darn near nothing, and look what we built that into. So thank you, Brian.
Thank you for the kudos, Scott. It is just a pleasure working with you both, and that's what we want to do is answer those questions for people. You know, what is your plan? Or sometimes they have an idea of what they want to do, and they have no idea how to get there. And so that's what we're going to help them with.
The vast majority of people you talk to about this are relying on somebody in a cubicle somewhere with what to invest in. That's not the case with you. You're the senior portfolio manager. You're deciding what to invest in, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't farm that stuff out. We take your money very seriously. And I've been a portfolio manager for over 25 years, running institutional money, pensions, endowments, and other institutions, as well as money for, you know, key families around our area. And that's what we do. We run the money, we invest it in the ways that we think are going to do you the most good, and then we build a plan around that. Because just because we might get you a great return doesn't mean you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. We need to know, are you putting enough money away? Are you putting it into the right places? Is your plan, is your idea of when to retire or when to do certain things realistic? We'll compute all that stuff for you and give you the answers.
The last few times we've talked on the Money Man segment here, you've been getting more and more cautious about market conditions. And I just have to believe that at some point there's going to be an awakening that China's at war with us. We're not at war with them. And we better be. We're seeing already in North Dakota examples of our war footing improving.
Right.
For that very reason, in space, right? And in with military assets, the Air Force Base, the Fargo Air National Guard, the Fargo National Guard, there's an undercurrent of that going on. But yet, walk up and down the street, and I don't think most people think China's a problem. They are a problem. Now we have military, and political malfeasance,
right,
playing out on our television screens. Free money being handed out like crazy. At what point is the market going to realize that's going on?
You have to wonder that. You know, you look at what's happening in the market. You see it going higher every day. We're making new highs on all the major indices right now. Stocks are looking really good. And so when does that actually start to take place? You know, that's a good question. We're still living off of the froth of the Trump economy, and things were still put in place from that, you know, really have done us a good service. And so it's going to be a while. You know, when you look at an economy, the biggest in the world, the U.S. economy, it's a super tanker, and it takes a long time to turn that. And so now you put a new administration into office, one that's much more China-friendly or lays down right in front of China, and they're turning that wheel hard on that super tanker, but it's going to take a little while to turn that. You know, if history shows us anything, about the time that a new Republican president comes into the White House, that'll be when things finally turn down and they'll blame it on him. So
in other words, things are still good from what the market considers the most important benchmarks.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, when I look at what's happening right now, like, you know, you mentioned, you know, gee, you know, where are we at? We're at these frothy levels. And I was going to kind of joke with you saying, I hope we're broadcasting in stereo because I'm going to talk a little bit on both sides of my mouth today. But on the one hand, just if you look at how far we've gone up, things have, from our COVID bottom, things have gone basically straight up. And so we look really, really good right now from a market standpoint, a little bit too good. The market should go, just like you breathe in, you can't just keep breathing in even though you like oxygen. You need to breathe out. The market needs to breathe out too. We're due for a pullback. We have not had a 5% pullback in more than 90 weeks. We usually get a couple of them every 50 weeks. And so when you think about that, we're due for that outward breath. So short term, I'm calling that we should see some kind of a correction. I don't know when that comes. The longer it goes on that we don't have one, the more I get a little bit tentative. But long term, if I look out a few years, things look really good right now. We just came through another quarter of earnings that blew away the numbers. In the last three quarters, we have the strongest earnings we've had in the history of this country. It's really hard to argue with that.
How is that possible when people can't get people to work for them? when we're handing out money for people not to work, when, you know, as I told a story earlier today, I love Noodles and Company. Sorry, I love locally owned restaurants more. But every once in a while, well, quick, I'll just succumb to Noodles and Company. All three of their stores were closed yesterday on a Monday, all day. Sorry, we're closed. Can't get help.
Oh, we're seeing that all over. Downtown, I want to get one of those famous bison burgers. And I tell you what, they have not reopened since the pandemic. As I'm talking about the Hodo, if you've had one of those, they're fantastic burgers. They have a great menu.
I go to the old Broadway. I like the old Broadway burgers better. And they're locally owned. But anyway.
They're locally owned too. You're right.
But I hear you. But how is it that we can have this booming economy, all these profits, when the labor market is so dang tight? It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, think about that. If we're talking about three quarters in a row, record profits, best we've ever had in the history of this country, how are we doing that with 10%? We figure it's about 10% of our economy isn't even open and functioning. They either can't find employees or they were put out of business because of the shutdown, things like that. We're doing that with just 90% of the economy trucking along and making these new highs. I'll tell you what, Scott, it's the part that gets me so excited just to be an American. We are the country that solves problems. We rise. We're innovative. We're creative. We've got entrepreneurs who just figure out how to do things. We figured out how to work from home. We figured out how to work through Zoom meetings and things like that. And we're doing it. We're creating more productivity with less labor in the workforce than we've ever had. It's pretty phenomenal. It's got to make you pretty excited to be an American.
I love America. I love the fact that you know, people do find a way. But I also think we're ignoring huge storm clouds on the horizon. Inflation, free money, what China's trying to do. Listen to Charlie Kirk yesterday unpacking the threat of China, its tentacles into our media, into banking. I want your take on this.
There's a deeper game being played here, and our media won't cover it because our media is bought and paid for by this very same entity. Everything that you are about to see geopolitically for the rest of your life will involve the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party is calling the shots on the world stage. The Chinese Communist Party owns many of your banks. The Chinese Communist Party owns many of the major players in Las Vegas. The Chinese Communist Party owns the influential decisions behind the NBA and Hollywood. Now, when I say owns, that doesn't mean that they are majority shareholders, but they do represent enough business where they get what they want.
Is he right? Have we sold our soul to China? When I say we, corporate America?
Oh, I think it's corporate America. I think it is all of us citizens of America. I think it is...
We want cheap stuff.
We want cheap stuff. I mean, try to buy something that's not made in China. You know, try to buy clothing that's not made there. You know, my business partner just recently was having something printed up with their logos on it. Well, guess what? They were made in China shirts. I'm like, oh, isn't there anything else? We looked. It is so hard to find something not made in China. They have figured it out. You know, on the way out of the studio, a general said to me, he said, guess what? They've got a 100-year plan. We've got a 100-minute plan. And that's exactly what's going on.
So I don't understand why that wouldn't, at some point, mean a reckoning is going to happen. Because if they have that many tentacles into us, how at some point are they not going to have the power to say, no, 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 we're doing it our way, not your way, when they win the 100-year war. That answer when we come back with the money man, Brian Kwok from Collins & Kwok.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaugh with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare in Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at pipers.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC for over 20 years. They've gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, their free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, all the new Buicks GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles, not just Buicks GMCs, but if you're a Ford fan, if you're a Ram fan, you know what, that applies to you as well. You'll get taken care of. After the sale, shop, click, drive. You can find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter wants us to repeat the numbers to call or get a message of impeachment to our members of Congress and to Kelly Armstrong. Said, my TV's been off for over a year. Chose not to watch the trash at all. Whether you're watching it or not, And I've done too. I've cut the cord of Midco. I've only watched Newsmax. A couple of the Sunday shows. I just same thing. I got to decide for myself and get the information how I choose to get it, not rely on the media. If you Google Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota numbers, Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, John, you'll find the numbers very easy. Just search them and you'll find them. But I do encourage you to do that. Let me go back to the China question here. Because we agree China's got its grips on our economy. Question is, why do they? Why has this great country we love that is so resilient allowed this to happen? Charlie Kirk goes on to explain and put some of this on us. Charlie Kirk, by the way, will be Thursday night at the Avalon, third time in a year in North Dakota, coming for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. We'll have some tickets to give away tomorrow on the program. But if you haven't yet got yours, get yours. ConservativeAdvocates.org. For Charlie Kirk at the Avalon tomorrow night, Thursday night, rather. You got to see this. But here's what he says is the root of the problem. I want your take on this. Brian Collins and Kroc with us.
We've done nothing against it. But you see, the Chinese Communist Party, what has made them different than any other world aspirational world power, is that they have decided to use a free and open society against us. They've decided to use Americans' love of money as a way to get within our ranks. In America, the business class has increasingly become one that is godless, atheistic, money-worshipping. The Chinese Communist Party knows how to deal with that. The Chinese Communist Party started to infiltrate the top levels of business and finance, saying, hey, just bring your manufacturing plant over to mainland China.
He goes on here, and it's hard to argue with any of this, Brian, isn't it?
He's right on. That's exactly what happened.
So is the market part of this so that, you know, they're sitting along with China owning lots of stuff and getting its grips in us because we're making more money. Profits are up.
Oh, absolutely the market's part of that. That's why I said we're all complicit in this. You know, look at these companies and it's exactly what he described. I mean, you know, you get your iPhone and it says designed in California, right? Made in China. Just look at the things that you own, how many of them are made in China, and I challenge you to try to find those same items made anywhere else. I'll take made in Vietnam over that. It's one thing to go out and look for a lower cost of production for your goods. We do that all the time. That's just smart business. But when you've got a country that has a huge long-term plan that says, hey, we're going to use slave labor, whatever kind of labor we have, to be that lowest cost producer, and then we're going to go over there and entice those guys so we can steal their technology, so we can get all of their production here. You know, there was no mistaking the fact that when we were in the midst of COVID, we were trying to find PPE, masks and all that stuff, the bulk of it being made in China, guess what? They didn't give it to us.
Speaking of COVID, where'd that come from?
Well, that too, China, right? I mean, so they're making everything for us, including our viruses.
And it shut down our economy. It shut down our economy because of it. Do you see another wave coming there? The Delta variant scaring you?
You know, I'm not worried about the Delta variant at all. I don't think we're going to go through another shutdown. I just got some more data, and that's the big thing. Now we have something we didn't have the first time around. We have data. We have lots and lots of data. We know that almost 85% of the deaths came in people age 60 and older. And so we know exactly what's part of the population to protect. And we also know that it doesn't affect school-age kids the same way. So we can protect those who are most in jeopardy. I mean, here's the most stunning numbers to me, Scott. You know, when you think about just school-age kids, age 17 and down, they have a 99.99% chance of living through the flu. So in other words, 0.01% chance of dying from the flu. They have a 99.999% chance, so three decimal places out, of dying for COVID. In other words, now that we have the data right off the CDC website, we can see that our school-age kids are 10 times more likely to die from the flu than they do from COVID. And we don't shut down our economy. We don't shut down the schools because of the flu. We know how to deal with that. And so we really got a good grasp on what the problem looks like now. We're not going to shut down because of COVID.
Our media is the problem. Our politicians that want to be our doctors are the problem when that stat is not front and center in everything we do.
Absolutely.
COVID is not a death sentence. And the Delta variant, well, kids get it. They don't die from it. They don't even, most times, even have symptoms. I mean, nobody wants any child sick. But simple math tells you your kids are 10 times more likely to die from the flu, which many of our kids have had.
Absolutely.
We've had than they are COVID. So why are we running scared of COVID? It is unbelievable. This is why you want a money manager that understands the world in which we live. And Brian knows what he's talking about. That's why you want someone like that managing your money. Need a planner that can see through all the all of this crazy noise, all of this fear factor, all of what the media reports, and guide you through what is really going on in the world. I love that about you.
That's what we're here for. We want to find the truth in all this noise that's out there.
Where should the conversation begin? A phone call?
Yeah, just give our office a call. We'll set up what we call a philosophy meeting. We just sit down and see if we're on the same side of the table, make sure that you like what we're talking about, how we do things, and we'll learn about what you think about money, and then we'll go from there.
701-235-0119. Website?
Just go to collinsandkronk.com. That's Collins and K-R-A-N-K.com.
We'll call them at 235-0119. Make the day the day. You provide yourself a better future, a better retirement. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Love the money, man. Great stuff. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruck.com. Wash.com.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.